理课堂听 class.com。
Even when the Baudelaires stayed in their bedrooms, the three children did not have such a splendid time. As he had promised, Jerome had given Violet the bedroom with the large wooden bench, which was indeed perfect for keeping tools, but Violet could find no tools in the entire penthouse. She found it odd that such an enormous apartment would not have even a socket wrench or one measly pair of pliers, but Esme haughtily explained, when Violet asked her one evening, the tools were out. Klaus did have the squalor library next to his bedroom, and it was a large and comfortable room with hundreds of books on its shelves. But the middle Baudelaire was disappointed to find that every single book was merely a description of what had been in and out during various times in history. Klaus tried to interest himself in books of this type, but it was so dull to read a snooty book like Boots Were in 1812, or Trout, In France They're Out, that Klaus found himself spending scarcely any time in the library at all. And poor Sonny fared no better, a phrase which here means also became bored in her bedroom. Jerome had thoughtfully placed a number of toys in her room, but they were the sort of toys designed for softer-toothed babies. Squishy stuffed animals, cushioned balls, and assorted colourful pillows, none of which were the least bit fun to bite. But what really mixed the Baudelaire bag was not the overwhelming size of the squalor apartment, or the disappointments of a tool bench without tools, a library without interesting books, or non-chewable items of amusement. What really troubled the three children was the thought that the Quagmire triplets were undoubtedly experiencing things that were much, much worse. With every passing day, their worry for their friends felt like a heavy load on the Baudelaires' shoulders, and the load only seemed heavier because the squalors refused to be of any assistance. "I'm very, very tired of discussing your little twin friends," Esme said one day, as the Baudelaires and the squalors sipped aqueous martinis one evening in a living room the children had never seen before. "I know you're worried about them, but it's boring to keep blabbing on about it." "We didn't mean to bore you," Violet said, not adding that it is terribly rude to tell people that their troubles are boring. "Of course you didn't," Jerome said, picking the olive out of his fancy glass and popping it into his mouth before turning to his wife. "The children are concerned, Esme, which is perfectly understandable. I know Mr. Poe is doing all he can, but maybe we can put our heads together and come up with something else."
"I don't have time to put my head together," Esme said. "The inn auction is coming up, and I have to devote all of my energy to making sure it's a success."
"The inn auction?" Klaus asked.
"An auction," Jerome explained, "is a sort of sale. Everyone gets together in a large room, and an auctioneer shows off a bunch of things that are available for purchase. If you see something you like, you call out how much you'd be willing to pay for it. That's called a bid. Then somebody else might call out a bid, and somebody else, and whoever calls out the highest price wins the auction and buys the item in question. It's terribly exciting. Your mother used to love them. I remember one time—"
"You forgot the most important part," Esme interrupted. "It's called the inn auction, because we're selling only things that are in. I always organize it, and it's one of the most smashing events of the year.